No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 12th day of October 2020. I'm David Brown. Hope your Tuesday's going well so far. During the pandemic, Governor Greg Abbott has made national headlines with his executive orders, some of which are being fought in the courts even now. Among them, his order barring state officials, including school districts, from issuing mask mandates. But his latest order, issued on Monday, goes further than any of those he's issued previously. It reads, in part, "No entity in Texas can compel receipt of a COVID-19 vaccine by any individual, including an employee or a consumer who objects to such vaccination for any reason of personal conscience, based on a religious belief, or for medical reasons, including prior recovery from COVID-19. The order goes on to say, "I hereby suspend all relevant statutes to the extent necessary to enforce this prohibition." While acknowledging that, quote, "vaccines are strongly encouraged for those eligible to receive one," the governor adds they must, quote, "always be voluntary for Texans." Now, on the face of it, the governor's proclamation would seem to mean that businesses from small mom-and-pop shops to multinational corporations like Google, Apple, American Airlines, and others would be in violation of the law if they ordered employees to get vaccinated. But it also appears to run head-on against orders from President Biden that require all employers with more than 100 workers mandate vaccines or test weekly for the virus, as well as mandates for all federal workers and contractors to get vaccinated. So where is all this headed? One very likely place, the courts. Rebecca Allen is politics editor for the Texas Tribune. Rebecca, welcome to The Standard.
Hi, good morning.
Why this order and why now?
Why now? It was basically all that was left. This was kind of the final loophole of vaccine mandates that were allowed on the table. Abbott had already issued an executive order that banned government agencies, schools, counties, independent school districts, cities from mandating vaccines. Mm-hmm. The legislature had passed into law a ban on vaccine passports, which basically prevents private businesses from requiring vaccines from customers. So this was pretty much all that was left on the table. And as recently as August, his office had told us that, you know, they were not going to, you know, tell private businesses how to run their businesses, and they were going to allow allow employers to make these mandates for employees. But
well,
it seems that they've changed.
I was going to say, this does seem to mark a quite sharp reversal. Was there anything that seemed to prompt this?
The Biden administration in September expanded their federal mandates. They extended them for federal employees, federal contractors. Federal contractors includes all of the airlines, the major airlines. They expanded them to, as you mentioned, private businesses with employees of 100 and greater, with the caveat that they could also do weekly tests. So this appears to be, a response to that. And after that federal mandate, you know, Abbott came out and called that, you know, an overreach of power.
I want to loop back to that, but I want to focus in on the part of the governor's order that says no entity in Texas can compel getting vaccinated. But what about companies that already have mandates in place? I mean, where does that leave companies with campuses here in Texas like Facebook or Google? If they maintain their mandates, are they violating Texas law?
I mean, it would appear so. I am sure that that's going to get litigated. You know, there's a question of enforcement, obviously. So Abbott's already going head to head with the federal government on various other COVID mandates. So I guess, you know, we're going to see what's going to happen.
Question here, Rebecca, does the governor actually have the executive power to make an order as sweeping as this?
I mean, he clearly believes that he does, but I think that that's what the courts are ultimately going to decide.
What's next? I mean, we've been talking about possible legal challenges. And of course, there's the issue of how this state order could and does, at least on its face, run afoul of the federal mandates.
I mean, I guess we're going to have to either see if a private business will sue Abbott, or if the state is going to sue a private business. I mean, we saw early on with the passport, the vaccine passports, that TABC went after a couple Austin restaurants that said that they were going to require vaccines. So obviously, you know, Abbott is willing, and the state government is willing to, you know, to crack down on this to the extent that they can. I mean, it's going to be hard to enforce this with private businesses, but I guess we're going to see what's going to happen.
It's hard not to believe that there won't be a greater politicization of this issue, especially considering Governor Abbott has his own campaign to run. He's running for re-election next year.
For sure. This is this does follow pressure he's been getting from his right. You know, he's heading into a primary in March against, you know, three people to his, who are constantly calling him like not conservative enough, particularly Don Huffines, a former state senator who has been out on this issue in recent weeks, like saying that we need to have stricter vaccine mandate bans. So, you know, this could be interpreted as a response to pressure he's been getting on his right, for sure.
Rebecca Allen is politics editor for the Texas Tribune, and we'll have a link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Rebecca, thanks again.
Thank you.